Exercise 5. Everyone accepts that things are seriously wrong with the global food system, but there is no consensus about how or why it is wrong, or how it might be fixed. Conceptualization of the problem and its associated policy recommendations are, in fact, diametrically opposed. At one extreme of the spectrum are those who advocate more industrial food production and urge us to embrace new technologies emerging from corporate research laboratories. This vision praises the technological revolution that has transformed agricultural production since the end of the Second World War, and argues that the revolution should be further diffused, extended, and intensified. At the other extreme are those who argue that the nature of contemporary food production is the cause of the current crisis, and that its promotion will simply worsen the problems we face now and in the future. This vision calls for a fundamental rethinking of global food provisioning and argues for changes at every stage of the food commodity chain.